Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for. And he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everybody in the Dayton, Ohio area, as well as surrounding areas of the Buckeye State. You are listening to Woody Bowling, and I am known as the Buckeye Advisor, and I am super happy to join you today on October 1st. Another nice fall day here in the Miami Valley, and I'm looking forward to another great show. It's been a busy week, and I want to welcome, before we go too much further, good friend and co-producer Matt McClure. Matt, welcome from Hotlanta.
Hello there, Woody. How's it going? It's actually feeling more like fall down here too, so I'm enjoying it.
It's good to hear. I know there's been a lot of crazy weather this past week with Hurricane Ian. I want to extend condolences and prayers to everybody that's in the path of that storm. Lots of craziness. My wife and I were vacationing in Fort Myers Beach literally 2 weeks ago. We got home 2 weeks ago today. So crazy times. And, you know, those hurricanes are ferocious, especially the category fours and fives. And, I hope everybody got through that okay. I've got friends and former coworkers in that area. So, you know, prayers going out to all those folks.
Yeah, definitely so. I've got some friends and a lot of coworkers down there as well. So our thoughts and prayers definitely with them, because that's not a great situation in the state of Florida. But what we do have for you today, Woody, is a great situation, and it is the Buckeye Advisor show. We've got a lot of stuff coming up on it today. We're going to talk about 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. We're going to play a little right or wrong. We've got a cost cutter for our listeners, something that might help you save a little bit of money here or there. We could all use that these days. We'll talk a little this week in history and much more. So a lot to come up and a lot of great information for the listeners.
Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, I'm getting great feedback, as you are, from our show that's been on now for right at 4 months. Super blessed and excited that we're able to serve so many people. So if you're out today getting groceries at Kroger, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, if you're on your way to your kid's soccer game or your grandkid's soccer game, we welcome you to our listening audience today. And we hope that you're going to find something that you can take away from it and say, hey, it was worth my time listening for a little bit. And if you can't catch it all, you can always catch us wherever you get your podcast, just under the Buckeye Advisor, and advisor is with an O-R.
Absolutely. You can also check out the website at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, all one word. You can also call Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. And tell the folks out there, Woody, I know that you like to offer to our listeners of the Buckeye Advisor a free consultation. Tell folks what it's like when you start to work with them and undergo that free consultation.
Matt, I would be happy to do that. And, you know, I want people to feel like it's not a cross-examination, but it's kind of a get-to-know-you process where I need to understand where they're at this stage of their life, where they want to be a few years down the road. And it gives them a chance to really meet me in person, as well as after having heard me on the radio or the podcast, they want to get to know me a little bit better personally as well. So we can really just get a connection going. And that first meeting is really just a sounding board where I'm going to find out a lot of information about all different aspects of their life. And then I'm going to gather that. And then we're going to talk about some of their goals and where they want to be down the road. How much retirement income do they need? How much do they want? And then we're just going to really move forward from there. I'm going to do a lot of research because as a fiduciary advisor, I'm independent. I'm licensed with multiple insurance companies. And in those insurance companies, I'm able to do Medicare plans. I'm able to do health insurance, life insurance. But more importantly, I'm also able to provide safe money options for people. And as we've seen, and we're going to discuss throughout this episode, it's been a very, very difficult year for the stock market. So for all those folks out there listening that have had your money entirely in the market, in your IRA, or just your investment accounts that you've been able to save over the years, you know, we're going to offer solutions on the investment side as well as the insurance side. They're going to offer some safe money strategies. So, you know, I want to use those opportunities to get to know people. And we've talked about fixed indexed annuities in the past. We have a book that we offer for free. All they need to do is reach out and let me know they would like it, as others have done. I'll get that up right away this week, and that way they'll have it within a couple of days. I will send it priority mail so I can track it and make sure that you've gotten it. And then you'll have plenty of time to read it before we talk after that. So it's a great book on fixed indexed annuity to really give you the ABCs of that annuity as well as any kind of annuity that's available. So what I find is an educated client is a very happy client, because if we're on the same page and they fully understand what we're talking about and where they want to be and how what we offer fits with their overall goals and their overall life strategies, then that's going to be the proverbial win-win, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And that book, by the way, folks, is called Annuity 360. You can get it by going to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. It's absolutely free of charge, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody. Once again, that number, 937-974-6201. And Woody, you know, you mentioned this a second ago, the volatility in the stock market today. And I think that that has really meant that a lot of financial advisors are just kind of have their heads buried in the sand at this moment. It's like ostrich syndrome a little bit because of all of the volatility, right? I mean, I would imagine there are a lot of people listening to this show right now, to the sound of our voices, who might not have heard from their advisor lately.
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing. I mean, you know, human nature, Matt, is that people don't want to be the bearer of bad news usually. And it's just human nature. So I found that in a lot of times back in the corporate world many years ago, people just don't want to deliver bad news. And most people by nature are non-confrontational. So they only really want to talk to people when there's good things to talk about. And, you know, as an advisor, unfortunately, we're not given that opportunity in life because we have a history of the stock market. That history includes up cycles. It also includes a lot of bear markets and down cycles along the way. I encourage people to have faith in the long-term aspects of that side of their investment portfolio, that it's going to come back. I tell my own clients that as well. And as well, I have my own money in the same strategies that I have a lot of my client funds in as well. And I'll tell them exactly which strategies I'm in. So look, bad news is not good news, right? But at the end of the day, I do a lot of second opinions every month. And that's what I'm more than happy to do. There's no charge for that consultation. If I can tell people how to save some money on fees, or perhaps how to restructure part of their portfolio to include an appropriate percentage of assets where we're going to move some of those assets off the table, out of risk, into a smart, safe option, that's what we're going to try to do. We want to make sure that people can protect a portion of their assets, as well as also you need growth for the long term. There's no doubt about that, Matt. I mean, look, when people retire at age 65 or 66, they could be looking at 20, 25 years of needing income from those retirement assets. So, you know, depending on your health and your longevity genes in your family history, you know, people could live and be 85, 90 with no problem today. So all of those things are going to go into play when we have those initial meetings and conversations, and they're going to continue to be updated along the way because people change their minds and things happen, especially if people are trying to retire this year in 2022. Or early 2023, with the market being in a very negative trend now for 8-9 months, it's going to be very difficult if you're retiring and you're starting to take immediate withdrawals from that retirement savings, that can make a very negative impact on your long-term savings goals as well as your income goals. So we're going to look at all that. We're going to put all of our resources to work for those people that we're talking with and working with. And that's how we achieve those scenarios where everybody's happy.
That's it. And once again, folks, the website is thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
Now, when you talk about wisdom and knowledge, I think one of the names that comes up, I think first on a lot of lists of people who are like, okay, who's a smart person that I can take advice from? Albert Einstein would probably be toward the top of that list, if not at the very top. And that's the person who is responsible for the quote of the week this week. And Albert Einstein said, quote, "If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal and not to people or things." Very smart guy, that Albert Einstein.
Einstein was, and he had a great hairdo overall. I mean, I'm still not sure how I can mimic that hairdo. I did think for a moment you were going to go with Alex Trebek, who I love from Jeopardy. But Einstein is probably a little higher tier than Alex. But look, you couldn't have said it better. I mean, people, what I've learned in this life, in 57 years of doing it, people will disappoint you. And if you put all of your faith in people, it's not always going to work out. Now, there's always people in the family and very, very super close friends that are going to, you know, do the right thing when they need to do it. But look, set a goal, whether it be whatever it is, you know, for when you're retiring. Do you want to start a new business? Do you want to have this much money put away? If you can't reach that goal as far as the amount of money saved, what if you could create enough income to make it seem like you had that much? And that's something that people lose sight of because they're unsure of how much we can actually create in monthly income guaranteed for the rest of their life until they really talk to me about it. And then we actually do the analysis. We run it through several different companies to get the best results. And it's a win-win. And people are really surprised at how well we can do.
Yeah. And so I think that's maybe a little bit of an amendment to the quote is, you know, tie the happy life to a goal, just make sure it's the right goal. You know, I mean, people don't necessarily need to always have in mind that one big number that they're going for in their retirement nest egg, right? It's more about having an income stream in retirement to make sure that you have the steady funds to be able to live the kind of life that you want to live.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, couldn't have said it better, Matt. Perfect analogy. And, you know, in my career in the last 12, 14 years, I've run into so many people that just have been told things by close relatives or close friends or the barber, the beautician, you know, Uncle Johnny, Aunt Jane, all these people, you know, have their own thoughts and their own bias about certain topics, whether it be how to do Medicare, whether it be which mutual funds that you should have, even individual stocks that people have owned just because they were told it was a great stock. And, you know, so I respect all of those opinions, but at the end of the day, as a licensed fiduciary advisor, you know, we're going to do the right thing. We're required to do that. And we're going to have to be defendable in the way that we recommend something. So I take my job very seriously. But at the same time, I like to have a lot of fun and laugh as much as I can to help keep things sane in this crazy life that we do.
That's right. And that's very, very important as well. Keep things in perspective. So that was our quote of the week from Albert Einstein, folks. And now we're going to move into sort of the main focus of the show today, which is I love giving people, you know, advice on, of course, how to save for retirement or how to invest for retirement, those kinds of things, right? That's a lot of what we do here on the show. And this is kind of, you know, some of the things are obviously related to that. And some things are just adjacent to that in this list that we're going to share for our listeners. It's 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement, no matter how much you've saved. And so these are some great tips, and we're going to sort of expand on them here. And number one, the number one way on our list of 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement is to stay invested, Woody, and don't go to cash. I think a lot of people have this idea that, okay, the safest thing to do with my money is to withdraw it all and put it under my mattress and just let it sit there. And that's, it's going to be protected, You know, I'm going to sleep on it every night. But other than that, it's not really doing anything for you.
Yeah, so true. I mean, it is a lot of that's passed on from generation to generation. You know, people that lived through the Great Depression pass it on to their kids, who pass it on to their grandkids, perhaps, you know. So the baby boomers now are still heavily influenced by the greatest generation. So cash is good. You need to have some for your emergency expense funds. 6 months or so is probably plenty that you can get to quickly if you need to. I mean, let's face it. I ask clients, well, why would you need to walk in and ask your bank for $30,000? And they're usually going to tell me they don't need to. So there's a difference between having enough versus having an appropriate amount. And look, we're going to give people advice that's going to make sense. And we're going to recommend things, but that doesn't mean everybody follows everything that I recommend, right? So ultimately, we're going to tailor it to your own situation. So look, if you want to have X number of dollars in savings, no matter what, then we can roll with that. And I do that with many of my clients because they just sometimes feel more comfortable, especially in this year like this year in 2022, where the market's been really taking a pounding. They are more comfortable with part of their money being more in cash. But we also, for current clients, we've taken some of the money in their retirement accounts. We move that into other obstacle or other vehicles, excuse me, like structured notes or fixed indexed annuities. Structured notes are a great idea to principal protect. And we're going to cover those again a little bit more here in just a few items, I believe. So look, we want people to have a mixture of principal protected and also risk, smart risk assets. That's the way we're going to mix it up for them. And look, cash is good to have, but not too much of it. That would probably be my main thought on that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that's number one, is to stay invested, on our list of 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. Number two is to implement a Roth IRA conversion before age 72.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, there are people it's very appropriate for, especially if people are still in the workforce. And, you know, it's got to make sense. It may make sense to convert that traditional IRA or a traditional 401k. It might make a lot of sense to do that conversion all at once, but depending on the tax bracket that the person is in or the family is in, it may not work all in 1 year. It may take a 3 or 4 year process of converting a partial amount each year. So a partial conversion over a 3 or 4 or 5 year timeline might be the perfect fit. Because guess what, Matt? Once you get to that age and you've got everything converted into a Roth, you've already paid the taxes on it. And all the growth from that moment forward is what? I think you know the answer.
Tax-free.
Tax-free. I love those two words.
two of my favorite words.
They are. So, you know, tax itself should be a four-letter word, but tax-free is a great thing for people. It represents independence, and you take Uncle Sam out of being your partner in retirement. So a Roth conversion may not be appropriate in all the times, but it's at least worth looking at. And that's the most important thing, is to know, what if? What if I would have done it? What if I don't do it? What are the repercussions? And that's, you know, again, it's about educating people so they understand. Maybe it makes sense. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a one size fits all thing. So that's important to say about all of this, is that it's not necessarily something where everything is right for everybody. But these are some great general tips that we're sharing with everybody today about how they could possibly live comfortably during retirement. And number three on that list of the 9 ways is to work until age 67, then start taking Social Security. And why would they want to do that, Woody?
Well, your FRA, your full retirement age, is really going to be a critical factor in the amount of Social Security that people are eligible to receive monthly for the rest of their life. It's not a short-term decision. So it's not one that you make on a whim. You wake up one day and you're like, well, I'm really tired of the boss. I really just, you know, I'd rather play golf, or I'd rather go play putt-putt or hang out with the grandkids. and I'm only 65. Well, if you make that decision, it's great that you, you know, want to spend time with the grandkids, or you want to play putt-putt or golf or whatever. But look, when you make that decision, it's going to be impactful on your financial well-being for the rest of your life. So when you lock into those Social Security benefits, you got to be careful, because once you do it, you're going to be stuck with it. So Social Security has changed. The IRS has changed a lot of strategies that people used to use to try to milk more Social Security out of the system. A lot of those, several of them were very good strategies, have been knocked out of practice. So they're not available to people these days. So look, you just run the system, you do it right. And as long as your health allows, I definitely recommend people working as long as they can. And don't forget, for the full retirement age of 66 years and a few months, or maybe minus 67 years, look, if you can wait till age 70, you're going to give yourself a 24% raise, because from 67 to 70, you're going up 8% per year. So, hey, 8% per year with no risk, that's not a bad deal if it fits within your current lifestyle. And of course, that goes back to how much debt you have and how much other income you have.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great, great strategy there to get more money in your income during retirement. Number four on the list of nine ways to live comfortably during retirement is to pay off your house or downsize and pay cash for your new smaller house, then invest the difference. That, I think, probably sounds like a good idea for, you know, folks who may be retired and you know, have the empty nest. They've got a big house that all the bedrooms are sitting there except for one, and they're empty.
Yeah, I love that idea. I mean, it's very self-explanatory, right, Matt? It just, look, people, you don't need a 3,000, 4,000 square foot house if all the kids are out and the grandkids live far away. You know, ideally people will say, well, maybe I want to keep it for when the kids visit or the grandkids visit. So look, you know, downsize to that two bedroom or three bedroom that's half the size or a third of the size, much easier to keep clean and take care of. And then you still got enough room. Sure, maybe it's not as spacious as the other one was, but if you put a few tens of thousands of dollars or a couple hundred thousand in your pocket and you can stick it into the market or into a safe money vehicle to be protected for retirement, that's a win-win. The kids, if they only come once or twice a year, they're not going to be mad. Most of the kids want their parents to be comfortable in retirement, and very few are selfish enough to say, don't sell that house, mom and dad, because we're going to come once a year for Christmas or twice a year for Christmas and Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it's very, very true. And that new house, you know, could, you know, be on one level and make things a lot easier. A single story house for folks, if you're in a house where you've got a bunch of stairs and you're getting a little bit older, it's not always as easy to get up and down those stairs too. That is from experience from a lot of my family, where I've got some relatives now who have a house with a bunch of stairs and they're regretting it at this point, looking to get out of it. So that's an important thing as well. Well, just about to the halfway point here of our list of nine ways to live comfortably during retirement. Number five is to do this, to bank the money that you save from zero mortgage, building on that last point, right? So if you have zero mortgage, bank that money that you save into an investment account. That's called smart reinvesting.
Yeah, I would take that a step further, Matt. I tell people, look, if you're in your 40s or 50s and you got a house payment, number one, accelerate that by paying extra on the principal every month. That's what I do. And I'll have it paid off in the very near future. So that's number one. Number two, force yourself to pay yourself into savings and investing. That's what I do. I don't tell people to do things that I don't do myself. So look, if you force yourself to pay yourself, guess what? You're going to be rewarded for that tenacity and for that willingness to make sacrifices along the way. And it's not easy. There's a million reasons why people don't save money. And one of them is just because life gets in the way. Yeah. So life will always get in the way. So I encourage people in retirement, definitely continue to save. Nothing wrong with that. And pre-retirement, pay that house mortgage down quickly. There's lots of calculators you can find on the internet. I'll help you find the one that I use. So look, very, very good thinking towards retirement for a pre-retiree or a retiree.
Yeah. And we are talking about 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement here on the Buckeye Advisor. We've been through five of them.
That's right.
We've been through, I can count to 5. So we got, that means yes, 4 more. I did the math. And we're going to have to cover those other 4 on the other side of the break, because we are up against this hard break here, but a lot more of the Buckeye Advisor to come, including those last 4 ways to live comfortably during retirement. And of course, folks, the dad joke of the week. It's coming up all right after this.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure. I'm not The Buckeye Advisor, but I'm here with him. His name's Woody Bowling, and you can check out the website, thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody at 937-974-6201.
What's cheesier than a menu at a fondue restaurant? It's the dad joke of the week.
Yes, it is time for at least my favorite part of the show. And I know Woody is glad that at least I like it. He's got one fan of the dad joke, at least. But I know there are thousands and thousands more out there who are waiting with anticipation. Lay it on us, Woody.
You know, Matt, I don't want to keep you or anyone else in the audience waiting, because I know people are busy. They want to keep learning more about the financial things that we talk about. Here is the dad joke of the week. Matt, what do you call a lazy kangaroo?
I'm afraid to ask. What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
You call him a pouch potato.
Oh, hey now.
That was a dad joke for sure.
Definitely. Because he's a marsupial and he has a pouch. Anyway.
That's right.
All right. When you explain the ones that don't really have to be explained, I don't know what that says about me. But anyway, that's just the dad joke of the week for you.
It is.
All right. Well, there we go, folks. The dad joke of the week, as always, from Woody Bowling. All right. So we've been talking about 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. In the first segment of the show, we made it through the first 5 of these 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. So we're going to pick up with number 6. And that is, actually, let me go back here. Let me just recap the first 5 first before we get to number 6. Just refresh everybody's memory. Number 1, stay invested. Don't go to cash, because there are better ways to protect your money. That's number 1. Number 2, implement a Roth IRA conversion before the age of 72. Number 3, work until age 67, then start taking Social Security. That way you can get 100% of the benefit that you're owed. You don't settle for less, right, by taking it too early. Number 4 is to pay off your house, downsize, pay cash for your new smaller home, and then invest the difference. And number 5 is to bank the money that you save from not paying a mortgage into an investment account. That's called smart reinvesting, as we like to refer to it. So now that brings us to number 6, Woody, and that is to build your own personal pension that you can never outlive. Tell the folks how they can do that.
Well, they can do that by simply taking a look at talking to the Buckeye Advisor, which of course is me. And, you know, we are going to come up with some creative and unique strategies that other brokers and advisors that they don't have access to, or they don't want to talk to you about for various reasons. So I'm not going to name all the reasons they might not want to. But look, a pension, the old 4% rule that advisors have always used, The good news is there are strategies that we can use with an annuity, a fixed indexed annuity in specific, where you can get guaranteed income that is actually higher than 4%, perhaps as much up to 25% higher at 5.15% guaranteed income for the rest of your life. So whether you live another 10, 20, 30 years, a highly rated insurance company is going to be holding the money. They're putting the money in investment grade bonds. And so look, it's safe, it's principal protected, and it's also going to do something for you, like create your own pension. And again, as we've said before, Matt, it doesn't matter. You don't necessarily have to hit the highest number possible as far as the total amount saved. But if you strategize it and use it correctly and spread it out in the appropriate risk buckets, that's what matters. That's how a retirement can be successful. And that's how we devise plans that are going to work not only today, but for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road. And that's what it's all about, establishing that long-running relationship and that we can work together to make sure income is maximized on a monthly basis.
There you go. And so build your own personal pension you can never outlive. Number 6 on our list of 9 ways to live comfortably during retirement. Of course, number 7 is the next one, and it is replacing your bonds completely. And there are a couple of strategies I know that you wanted to talk to folks about on how they could replace the bonds in their portfolio. And the number one reason that they might want to do that is because, that old 60-40 portfolio of 60% stocks, 40% bonds is not necessarily the best strategy for folks today, because bonds have kind of been taking a beating.
Yeah, Matt, you're right. I mean, that bond 60-40 bond strategy has been around since the early 1950s, if I remember correctly. And, let's face it, we're in an environment now that's going to be a rising rate environment for the foreseeable future. My crystal ball still doesn't work, so I can't tell you when rates are going to stop rising. But I can tell you this, 2022 has been a very difficult year. It's been a weird year. I don't know if people have described the stock market as weird, but it's Jekyll and Hyde. It's been whipsawing back and forth on any good news, bad news. Every time Jerome Powell opens his mouth from the Federal Reserve, the stock market reverberates in anticipation before and then after. So look, you need to have a way to these bonds have been getting crushed, and they're going to continue to get crushed in a rising rate environment. So you have to figure out, what do I do with the non-stock or the non-mutual fund, the non-stock equity funds that are in my portfolio? So what do we have? We have things like structured notes issued by some of the largest financial conglomerates in the world. They're going to pay you a guaranteed coupon rate. They're typically set out to be about a year-long note. However, after 6 months, they can be called, and they're principal protected in the sense that as long as one of the three major indexes, the NASDAQ, the Dow, or the S&P 500, as long as neither of those indexes decline 30%, you will be raking in a very, very aggressive coupon rate on those structured notes. And, if you want the most recent, we issue those once a month. If you want those updated rates for the month of October, reach out to me at thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and that's with an OR. Send me a note, and then I'll get back to you right away. Or just call me at 937-974-6201. So structured notes are a phenomenal buffer in a market that's going crazy ups and downs. And the second thing we've talked about is fixed indexed annuities. I mean, what more can you want than principal protection, but at the same time, an opportunity to grow your money when that index that your money follows a year or two or 3 years down the road, when that index turns around and starts going in a positive direction? That's when you get to share in the gains of that index. So principal protection, safety, as well as possible very solid growth. Those are some of the reasons that my clients and I love fixed indexed annuities as well as structured notes. And, structured notes are almost unheard of in the investment community, just out there with the general public. And it's very, very unique that we're able to offer those.
Yeah. And it's something that people might think, oh, well, that sounds like it would be complicated on the surface, but it's a fairly simple concept anyway. But of course, you need someone like the Buckeye Advisor to help you through it, to get everything set up, to get that investment off the ground. And that is why you should go to the Buckeye Advisor with an OR.com. Right. Well, okay, so we've been through seven of our nine ways to live comfortably during retirement. Now, number eight on this list is to accurately calculate your monthly expenses and build a positive income gap at the start of retirement. You want to have more money than month in retirement, in other words, instead of more month than money.
Yeah, exactly, Matt. I'm just going to make this one short and sweet. If you're not in a cash flow positive situation, you shouldn't retire. If you retire and you're sitting on a bunch of money or a lump of sum of money, in most cases, it's going to make sense to eliminate debt in order to get your cash flow positive. Okay. That's the bottom line. I mean, you can't afford to retire unless you can do it without a bunch of debt hanging over your head. And, you know, I understand how easy credit cards are to use, and people over time are going to need to replace their automobiles. You know, automobiles, things like that, those are understandable expenditures, but people have to really get themselves on a budget those last few years of pre-retirement so that they are financially in good shape when it comes time to rubber meets the road, right? So if you don't want to work in retirement, or if you want to do a part-time gig that you're just happy doing, not making much money at, you got to take care of that budget. You got to take care of eliminating the debt that's going to weigh you down.
Yeah. You know, you want to do the things that you want to do in your retirement years, not work because you have to, and, you know, try and get in a better financial situation because you've sort of gotten yourself in a mess. And so that's important to do. Yeah, definitely before the retirement years come your way. Well, okay. So the last one on our nine ways to live comfortably during retirement, here is number nine. It is to diversify your accounts between tax deferred, taxable, and tax-free. There's that four-letter word that's only three letters again there, Woody, tax.
This is a great point here, because when you're diversified with a mixture of your funds in those three areas, I mean, it's virtually impossible to have it all in just one, okay? Unless you're one of the folks, and I run into folks like this where they don't have a lot of savings that they've been able to set aside, but they've done a great job of accumulating funds in their 401k. So, hey, if you're in your mid-50s, late-50s, early-60s, and you've put away $300,000 or $400,000, $500,000 in a 401k, phenomenal. That is outstanding. Keep up the good work. Do not stop participating. I've had people say, I don't want to look at my 401k statement anymore. Don't. But just keep contributing, because it's going to turn around, whether it's by the end of this quarter and fourth quarter of this year, whether it's by the end of the second quarter of 2023, history shows us it's going to rebound and it's going to come back, okay? So keep contributing, keep spreading things out if you can. And again, maybe it makes sense if someone has left the 401k somewhere else at another employer, they want some options, and I've had calls about that on the show. Look, let's take a look. Let's run the numbers. Maybe it makes sense to do a Roth conversion all up front, or maybe over a period of time of 3 or 4 years, but we're going to do the work and we'll put in the legwork to make sure you understand the dollars and cents so that we all know whether it makes sense to do it or not. And I'm going to simply present the evidence, and then I'm going to let the client make the decision on what they want to do.
There you go. And that is our list of nine ways to live comfortably during retirement. A lot of great info in there. A lot of meat on the bone for people to chew on and digest here as we continue on with the Buckeye Advisor. And folks, if you want to get started down that road toward a more sound and comfortable retirement for yourself, or if you know someone who is headed toward their retirement years and probably needs some help, if you've got a friend or a loved one who is in that situation, Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, offers a complimentary full retirement plan consultation to all of the listeners here of the show. Woody, tell our listeners about that full retirement plan consultation and what it all involves.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, I appreciate the lead in on that. I mean, look, a lot of people know somebody that may have lost a loved one and maybe they inherited some money. Maybe they have a friend that was in an accident and they wound up getting some sort of a lump sum settlement. Maybe people went through a divorce. I've seen that a lot where people have to separate the assets and split those out, including a spousal 401k. So any of those scenarios go along with someone who's just looking to get into their own situation that's still working and they just want some guidance. Look, when I sit down with people, we're going to do a comprehensive A to Z checkup, and we're going to come up with strategies that are just for that individual or couple. We're going to analyze and we're going to look at each situations differently. We've said it before, not one situation is cookie cutter. Everybody has a different amount saved. Everybody has a different outlook and objective in retirement. So you're going to get treated just like you are. You're going to be an individual or a couple. You're going to have your own unique scenario and set of circumstances. And our solutions are going to be tailored to that. You know, we're going to look if, you know, we talk about fixed index annuities, but I realize that people have those that have been around for 10 or 12 years. If you have an older annuity, my goodness, please take a minute, check with me this week, and let's look at it. It'll take 5-10 minutes for me to really get a look at it and understand and tell you enough about it. And if I don't fully, if I'm not fully able to give you the snapshot, we'll call the company together and we'll put the company on speakerphone, as I've done many times. We'll find out every fee in that variable annuity that someone has, or we'll find out the cap in their current fixed indexed annuity is a very small 2% perhaps, or maybe 2.5%, which is going to severely limit the growth on their money. So I've done this for many years. I've made all these types of phone calls, and we're going to get to the bottom of fees. We're going to get to the bottom of finding ways to help people grow their money in a better way, whether it be a 401k, whether it be an IRA, or, you know, a Roth. We also can help with Social Security planning. When's the best time to take it? Also, Medicare. Good news this week also came out. It looks like Medicare Part B is going to be dropping from 170 down to 164.90 for 2023. That's good news. I know it's only $5 on that side, but the good news is it went down and didn't go up. So all the people on Medicare will feel that small bit of relief. But the more important thing, and we'll know this number within the next 2 or 3 weeks, Matt, and that's going to be the COLA adjustment, cost of living adjustment, for those on Social Security, because they're going to see their income go up. And when the Medicare Part B goes down slightly, so if they get an 8 or 9 or 10% increase, that's going to be real money that they may not see an opportunity like that again for many years, if ever. So that's exciting news potentially going into 2023. So, you know, we're going to compare situations, where they're at today, where they want to be, and we're going to look for solutions and strategies that are going to be tailor-made for them.
And to take advantage of the full retirement plan consultation that's absolutely free, 100% complimentary, and really, you know, no pressure, no obligation as well, you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor, all one word, and advisor with an O-R, by the way, .com. And you can call Woody as well at 937-974-6201. If phone is more your style, that is 937-974-6201.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
All right. Yes, I'm going to put my financial knowledge to the test here in a game that we like to call Right or Wrong. And you can play along with us in the car or at home or wherever you might be on this lovely Ohio weekend. So I'm going to present Woody Bowling with three statements, and he's going to tell me if those are right or if they are wrong. Okay, Woody, statement number one here in Right or Wrong. The S&P 500 is down more than 20% year to date, but investors in fixed indexed annuities are not down at all. Is that right or wrong?
Matt, you are 100% correct. You're off to a good start again this week. Last week, you were 2 for 3. Good start. Yeah, fixed indexed annuity, principal protection. 100% protected. You know, the old 60-40 portfolio, we just really don't like it anymore. But if people are in a variable annuity, I'll say this. If they're in a variable annuity, which a lot of people are out there have one, they shouldn't be ashamed to admit it. They should let me take a look at it and see if we can show them a better way. If your variable annuity is down 15-20%, it's because the sub-accounts are all mutual funds, and that's all you need to say.
Yeah, there you go. So that is right. So fixed indexed annuities not feeling any of that pain that we've seen in the stock market, such as, you know, the index, the S&P 500 down more than 20% so far this year. All right. So that's number one. I am I'm one for one so far. Let's see how we're going here. All right. So you mentioned the 60-40 portfolio a second ago there, Woody, and the next statement has to do with that. The traditional 60-40 portfolio is, of course, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. And it's a tried and true investing strategy that is still very successful today. Is that statement right or wrong?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you a wrong on that one. Oh. So you're one for two. Look, that strategy is old. It was tried and true for quite a few years. But look, ultimately, in a rising rate environment, which, as we've said, is going to be here for the foreseeable future, there are a lot of issues with that. A 60-40 portfolio is way down this year. Bonds are no longer the buffer that they were or that they were thought to be in previous times. So that is wrong.
Okay, so I'm one for one. Let's see how I can do. Batting 500 still, but I'm going to try and improve on that with statement number three in right or wrong. And it is, you can structure your retirement accounts to deliver tax-free income during retirement. Is that right or is that wrong?
Wow, I feel like you teed that one up for me perfectly, Matt. That is absolutely correct. There are a couple of different ways you can generate tax-free income in retirement, an index universal life policy being one of those. Not a strategy that many people take advantage of because people just haven't heard of it. Again, I work with different companies depending on age, depending on health, and an index universal life policy may be a completely beautiful strategy for you to create income that's tax-free in retirement. Also a Roth IRA. If we do make some sort of a Roth conversion at some point, that income that you pull, there's no RMDs required, and any income taken out is also going to be tax-free, as well as the growth on that Roth is going to be tax-free as well. So there's lots of reasons to consider tax-free income and growth in retirement.
Yeah, and it is possible. So that means I got that one right. I got the first one right. I'm two for three. For 2 weeks in a row, I'm just on a roll here and right or wrong.
Nice. You are the Babe Ruth of the Buckeye Advisor Show.
There we go. I'm just pointing at the fences and knocking it out of the park. That's it.
That's right.
Here's the cost cutter of the week.
Today's cost cutter is something that it should be more obvious than it is, I think, and it is to frequent your local library. I need to do that more. I actually just, because I recently moved into a new county, so I got a library card for the county that I now live in, and I need to go. I need to go more often than I do, because there's so much there, and it can really be something that saves you money.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of resources available at our public libraries, I visited one a couple, 3 years ago, and I was truly stunned, you know, at the amount that are of information and resources available at our fingertips, just with your local public library. They've come a long way. It's certainly not the library we were used to, you know, growing up in school many moons ago for me, not as many moons ago for you.
Well, yeah, it's a great resource that I think too many people these days ignore because we've got so much at our fingertips on our phones or on our tablets and you know, our laptops and all of that stuff and all the technology. But sometimes going kind of the old fashioned way is the better route to take.
You know, get out, read new books, increase your knowledge. It's never too late to be learning something. Always trying to improve is a great thing to do. I try to do that myself. So look, people of all ages can benefit from a trip to their local library.
100%. Absolutely correct. And as I look at the clock on the wall here, Woody, I see that our time has just about come and gone for this week's edition of the Buckeye Advisor. I can't believe it's flown by as fast as it has, but we've shared a lot of great info with our listeners. And of course, more info and, contact information and all of that is on the website as well, which of course is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Well, Woody, I have enjoyed it again, sir. I hope you have as well.
Yeah, I have. You know, I just want people to know all we're trying to do is educate people. We want to have them understand the difference between risk and smart risk. We want to have them know the difference between just having safe money and smart, safe money. As an advisor, that's all I build my life around, is trying to make people understand those different ways that they can learn about how to improve their own situations so that the future is better, so that even the current is better. And, you know, that's what's fun about what I do. And that's why I'm so happy and blessed that we're able to do this show week after week. And, as our listenership continues to grow, we thank the people that are out there driving around listening, or if you're on a podcast listening at a different time, thank you. Please hit the like button and follow us and subscribe, because we want to continue to touch and help as many people as we can.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.